Fashion Notes, 10 Best and Worst Dressed at the 2022 Emmys. By John Binder on September 13, 2022. This year's Emmy Awards celebrated some of the best television over the last year, though some of the worst fashion arrived on the red carpet. Here, Fashion Notes breaks down the top 10 best and worst dressed of the evening. Best Dressed, Amanda Seyfried in Armani Privé. Amanda Seyfried was stunning in this dazzling Armani Privé gown fit for the stage of 1941 Ziegfeld Girl with subtle notes of Hedy Lamarr covered in stardust. What's there not to love about an homage to old Hollywood? Worst Dressed, Julia Garner in Gucci. Here's a look that could have been saved with major editing. Julia Garner's hairstylist did her dirty with this ramen noodles updo. And if we'd just thrown out the bottom hem beadwork of her Gucci dress, closed up the triangle at her belly button, and lowered the hem to the floor, this could actually work. But as is, fail. Best Dressed, Zendaya in Valentino. Zendaya may have been the most beautiful woman on the red carpet last night. Even though I do find that she is overly hyped by the fashion establishment, her tiny frame lends itself to the wonderful world of high fashion. In this Valentino number, there is no wrong. The high pony, the subtle jewels, the tight bodice, even a blind man could see this glamour puss. Worst Dressed, Sarah Paulson in Louis Vuitton. Sarah Paulson looks like a member of the Wakandan army in this Louis Vuitton disaster. And why is she wearing a men's toupee on her head? Best Dressed, Christina Ricci in Fendi Couture. The sex appeal oozing from Christina Ricci in this Fendi Couture razorback gown with mixed metals of copper, gold, and silver. The matching clutch and Mia Wallace from Pulp Fiction hair are just the icing on the cake for this spectacularly sexy ensemble. Worst Dressed, Kaylee Cuoco. What in the Katy Perry is this mess? Worst Dressed, Lizzo and Jean-Baptiste Valli Haute Couture. It's truthfully no surprise that Lizzo chose one of those tacky tulle Jean-Baptiste Valli Haute Couture gowns that are now sold at H&M for about a sixth of the cost and still just as fugly. The color isn't so bad, it's more of the shape, or lack of, that quite literally creates the look of drowning in a gown. I'm also fascinated by Lizzo's insistence that she is trailblazing for big girls in fashion. Anyone ever heard of Aretha Franklin? You ain't the first and you won't be the last. Worst Dressed, Rachel Brosnahan in Pamela Rowland. Rachel Brosnahan in this Pamela Rowland frock is the biggest disappointment of the evening, mostly because the marvelous Mrs. Maisel star typically knocks it out of the park. Unfortunately, this gown would look better as wallpaper in a grand millennial home. Best Dressed, Lily James in Versace. Sometimes the ugly at these award shows is so overwhelming that you just need a hot chick in a smoking hot Versace gown. No frills, no big statement, no fuss. Undoubtedly, Lily James's Lady Godiva was that for the night. Best and Worst Dressed, Sydney Sweeney and Oscar de la Renta. One on hand, I hate that Sydney Sweeney's Oscar de la Renta gown looks overworked. On the other, I love the My Fair Lady quality of its beadwork, snatch bodice, and train. Sweeney's hair, makeup, and styling are a 10 out of 10, but I think this dress would shine at, let's say, a classier event fit for the White House, the Lincoln Center, or even the Opera in New York City. The Emmys seem just a tad too trashy for this one. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.